From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Is Cuba changing? Its new president, Raul Castro, has made clear he intends to govern differently than his brother, Fidel. He's favoring practical policies over ideology, and he's encouraging Cubans to air their grievances about the government, while Fidel was more likely to scold people. Still, this week, President Bush says he sees no evidence that Cuba is changing. NPR's Tom Gelton reports that the view in Havana is a bit more hopeful.
Personal computers went on sale to the general public last week in Cuba for the first time ever. As soon as this shop opened, it was jammed. By mid-afternoon, though, just six computers had actually been sold at about $700 apiece. Most Cubans came to look, not to buy.
I don't have money.
You don't have money?
No. I can't.
But you can look.
But I'm very interested in this.
You're very interested in this?
Yes.
She wouldn't give her name, though. The sale of computers to ordinary Cubans was prohibited until Raul Castro's new government made it legal. Cubans are now also allowed to buy cell phones for the first time. The changes won't bring a rush of consumer spending in a country where the average monthly wage is about $20, but independent journalist and dissident Miriam Leiva says Cubans see it as a significant step.
In the first place is that you may do it, you may have it. And, you know, everything here in Cuba was prohibited. This is more symbolic or more psychological. They feel more free. They can buy. They can have a computer. It's not illegal.
Laiva was formerly a Cuban diplomat stationed in Eastern Europe in the 1980s with her husband, Oscar Espinosa Chepe, an economist. Both broke with the government after they concluded Fidel Castro would not implement the reforms that some socialist leaders in the old Soviet bloc were advocating. In 2003, Espinosa Chepe was imprisoned for his dissident activities. Now free again to speak out, he thinks Raul Castro and his government are moving Cuba in the right direction, though with a long ways to go.
If they keep doing positive things, I'll keep saying it's positive. But at the same time, I'll criticize the negative aspects, because many things have to be deepened. What's been done until now is absolutely insufficient.
The big question in Cuba now is how far Raul Castro is willing to move in changing Cuba. His brother Fidel installed a rigid system of state socialism, many elements of which are still in place. 45 years ago, food rationing was introduced here. The idea was that a minimal amount of basic food necessities, such as rice, cooking oil, and beans, should be available to everyone at heavily subsidized prices. The rationing continues. But so little food is available at these low prices that the monthly rations fall far short of what's needed. A young Cuban man named Horacio is picking up his monthly ration at this distribution center in Havana. He says the monthly allocation of cooking oil, 4 ounces per person, generally lasts only a week, maybe less. The shortage of basic food products is one of the big complaints in Cuba. Raul Castro has said over and over that he's determined to improve the quality of daily life for Cubans. He's not a charismatic leader, and if he is to maintain any support for his government, he'll have to deliver on that commitment. In a speech last summer, he promised, quote, structural changes, unquote, in the economic system in order to improve production. Agriculture is his top priority. The biggest food market in Havana is supervised by the Cuban military. It takes up an entire city block. And much of what Cubans want can be found here at partly controlled prices. But here, too, there are problems. Juan O'Hara, a retired transport worker, is walking out of the market this day with a scowl on his face and an empty shopping bag. He came looking for fruit, bananas, pineapple, oranges, and squash. But there isn't any, he says. When there is, it's expensive. I'm leaving without buying anything. The reason there's not more food produced in Cuba is that more than half of the farmland available for crops is lying idle. Raul Castro has to find a way to change that. He's proposed to take land away from the big collective farms and let private farmers use it, growing the crops they want to grow and selling them at market prices. It's a reversal of the socialism that Fidel Castro introduced 40 years ago, but Juan Triana, an economist at the government-run Center for the Study of the Cuban Economy, says nobody argues anymore for collective farms over private enterprises.
Private sector is more productive, more efficient than the collective and state sector. It's a fact. You can find some state and collective enterprise with a high level of efficiency and productivity, but it is not common.
Triana says if the agricultural sector in Cuba is to produce more, deep reforms may be needed.
For me, deep is, for instance, to allow farmers not only to buy machetes and boots, maybe to buy tractor, truck, maybe to allow to sell and buy lands between farmers. Could be. Why not?
One of Triana's colleagues at the center, an economist named Pedro Monreal, has gone much further, arguing in a recent article that, quote, the economic system in Cuba today cannot serve as a starting point for the country's development, unquote. But Monreal now works mainly outside Cuba. One clear change under Raul Castro is that he has allowed more open criticism of the government's performance, not just in agriculture, but in education and health, two areas that were virtually sacrosanct under Fidel Castro. But will Raul Castro take the next step and allow the deep reforms across all sectors of the government that could actually impress his critics? Independent journalist Miriam Leiva is skeptical.
Cubans are speaking out, are saying what they feel that they need, food or a better wage or better transportation, and little by little they have been expressing themselves. They were very optimistic when Raul Castro started his provisional government, but they have been losing this hope because they haven't seen any improvement in their lives or real changes.
Having raised Cubans' expectations, Raul Castro must now worry that the demands on his government will only increase. So far, he has shown no willingness to consider major political changes. Last month, an editorial in the communist newspaper Granma warned critics of the government inside and outside Cuba that they should not think about working for a Western-style democracy in the country. There will be no space for subversion in Cuba, the editorial said. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Havana.